Flash flood last 2 weeks affected over 2,000 residents and submerged over 900 acres of farmlands in the Upper East region. The Ghana Meteorological Agency is predicting more rains this month in the three regions of the north and by extension Burkina Faso. Radio Ghana has been finding out from the Upper East Regional Coordinator of NADMO, Alfred Sawu, on the organization's preparations towards possible flooding. He said the situation has become perennial, therefore education and awareness programs have been intensified. He spoke to Abraham Donko.
We suffered some flash floods in the Upper East region, which affected some of our districts. With the figures that we have currently, about 2,673 people were affected, and then 953 acres of farmland was also affected. So that is the current situation that we have now. The issue of flooding in the Upper East region is not a new thing. It has become an annual affair. Every year when the Bakri Dam in Burkina Faso is failed, then we suffer the negative consequences of it. So normally, once it is getting to the peak of the rainy season, we carry out some activities by way of preparedness to mitigate the effects of the flood. It is a natural event and it's difficult to prevent, but we try as much as possible to carry out these activities so that when the floods come, the effect will be minimal. First and foremost, what we do is public sensitization and education. Relevant information on flood management is very, very important for our people, especially the people who live in the communities along the white border basin. So we package relevant information on flood management and we bring it to the doorsteps of these people. We use different channels to convey the information to them. We use the radio, we do community debates, we also do what we call local announcements, and then we also use information van to go to the community to do the sensitization. This year, we are very fortunate that Well Vision International, that is the Upper East Regional Office, is assisting us to do the radio sensitization on all our major radio stations in the region. They have also assisted us to organize a workshop on how to implement the rules and regulations regarding the buffer zone policy in the Talensi district. This workshop was organized on the 15th of June, where we brought people who are living in the communities along the white border, the chiefs, the Tindanes, the Mangaziers, youth leaders, and more especially the farmers. This workshop created a platform for us to interact with the farmers to see how they will always farm far away from the river. We haven't received any signals yet, but normally what happens is that once the levels are becoming dangerously high, one of our key stakeholders is the Water Resources Commission, and they get information direct from the Burkinabe authorities that charge of the Bakri Dam. We are fully prepared. We are going to also distribute by way of increasing the capacity of our community. We are going to distribute life jackets. We have relief items to also assist the people if they are affected so that at least their suffering will be alleviated.